From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Pro-choice supporters held a rally Tuesday outside the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Fort Myers in solidarity with demonstrations being held across the country in opposition to anti-abortion laws that have been adopted in five states so far this year. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Passing vehicles honked and waved at demonstrators holding signs with messages like women's rights are human rights and my body, my choice outside Planned Parenthood in Fort Myers. The roughly two dozen protesters were there as part of a Stop the Bans Day of Action, which includes demonstrations across the country organized by Planned Parenthood, Indivisible Chapters, the National Organization for Women, and others. Protester and Fort Myers resident Marissa Hatfield says she sees the current situation as a war on women, but says it's also an education issue.
People are not educated on women's rights. They're not educated on reproductive anatomy. They're not educated on safe sex. It's a sincere problem. Unfortunately, I think that in those states that have already gone back to the Middle Ages, they're not going to learn. And so, in my opinion, all we can do is protect the rights that we have where we currently are until it gets overturned.
The protests are in response to so-called heartbeat bills that have become law this year in Georgia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Mississippi, as well as Alabama's new law making abortion illegal in virtually all cases, including instances of rape and incest. Under the Alabama law, doctors who perform abortions could face life in prison. Florida lawmakers considered two contentious abortion bills this year, including a heartbeat bill and a proposal that would have required parental consent before a minor could obtain an abortion. Neither of those bills passed, but president of the Fort Myers Naples chapter of NOW, Kathy Mayo, says pro-choice advocates need to remain vigilant.
Florida could have gone either way. In fact, I'm really surprised that we were able to stop it. But who knows about next year? And I'm really disappointed in our local legislators who have not stepped up and defended women's rights.
Earlier this year, a survey conducted by the nonpartisan public opinion research firm Perry Undum found that 73% of voters nationally do not want to see the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision overturned, and that 67% say that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. John Davis, WGCU News.